It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is expected to provide millions more Americans with health insurance coverage. But a new report says the ACA alone may not solve disparities in cancer care. The University of Iowa partnered with the American Society of Clinical Oncology recently and released the State of Cancer Care in America 2014. With me on the phone to talk about this new report is Dr. Blaise Polite, Assistant Professor of Medicine at the University of Chicago. Dr. Polite, good morning.
Good morning, Clay. Thanks for having me on.
So the report says rising health care costs have created an urgent need to improve the value of patient care. What does this study tell us about the shift in patient care?
You know, the cost of care are certainly going up. With that have come tremendous advancements. More of our cancer patients are now living beyond 5 years than ever before. But the great advancements in cancer care don't make any difference if we can't get them to all patients. And so the main point of this report was to look at how cancer care is being delivered in this country right now.
To better understand the challenges facing rural patients with cancer, you partnered with the U of I. What did your research tell you about how oncology care services are delivered in Iowa, and what did you find out and how that relates to the rest of the country?
We know that 20% of our Americans live in rural areas, but only 3% of oncologists or cancer care doctors are in those areas. In 70% of our counties across the country, there is no cancer specialist providing care there. So Iowa certainly has a very similar set of issues where a lot of patients often have to travel 3 to 4 hours to get care. And while we don't have hard facts on how that is, you know, affecting the quality of care and the outcomes of care, and that's something that we're looking into with the University of Iowa and with others around the country, you have to imagine that, you know, if patients have to travel 3 or 4 hours, if they don't have the means to do that, or if they don't feel well enough to do that, there are a lot of people who are likely sacrificing what can be life-saving or at least life-prolonging care because of where they live. Now, the University of Iowa and others across the state have developed what's called a visiting consulting clinic arrangement where they send cancer specialists from some of the major centers out to the rural areas so that they're there once or twice a month to help provide care. Because, you know, the other issue, Clay, is that we know while this is certainly a problem right now, we expect this problem to get worse going forward.
Will the Affordable Care Act help provide that care for cancer patients or not that much?
You know, the most important thing that the Affordable Care Act does for cancer patients is it gives insurance to many patients who have cancer and were previously uninsured and deals with issues like pre-existing conditions. And then, eliminating lifetime caps. You know, again, with the cost of cancer care going up, it's not uncommon for people to have broken through their lifetime caps, whether that be like $1 million in their life. But in terms of transforming the way we practice in terms of, you know, quality and value in dealing with costs, that was not as much of a focus of the Affordable Care Act, but actually there's work that has passed this Congress, which may be surprising to many of the listeners, that is sitting with House and Senate leadership that does at least begin the process of re-envisioning the way we pay for all physician care in this country, but cancer care is certainly part of that, that focuses much more on quality and value to try to get us to the point where we're paid based on, you know, providing high value and high quality care to our patients. And I think that's very, very encouraging, and it really was some tremendous work that has come out of congressional committees in both the House and the Senate that I don't think has gotten the recognition that it deserves.
Also, there's a bit of an answer in one of the findings. The report outlines the rapid increase in volume of scientific and clinical information in oncology at an unprecedented rate. What can big data do for cancer care?
We are seeing, you know, all of us, there's so many patients that are being seen every day, and so much information through electronic healthcare records that is being captured on these patients. What are their toxicities? How are they doing? So we have been investing heavily in something we call Cancer Link, which is going to start harnessing all of that data so that cancer physicians, you know, in the future, using big data, are going to be able to look at, okay, here's this patient in front of me. How do other oncologists around the country treat this patient? What have the outcomes been? And then how am I doing compared to sort of other folks in real time?
Okay, Dr. Polite, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
The new comprehensive report on U.S. cancer care was done by the American Society of Clinical Oncology. They partnered with the University of Iowa. We've been talking with Dr. Blaise Polite, who's the chair-elect of ASCO's Government Relations Committee. There's a link to the report up on our website. You're listening to Iowa Public Radio. It's Morning Edition.